your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Feel it, baby. I get two.
'90s and more. 105.7.
Beauty queen of only 80, she
and more.
All weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW. And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Look at our life now.
battered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
And more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime. CFW.
Jim!
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Baby! Thank you. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
Yeah.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. With the general election just days away, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will hold competing rallies in Wisconsin. Both Vice President Harris and former President Trump are scheduled to hold rallies in the Milwaukee area on Friday, just a few miles away from each other. The Milwaukee area is crucial for both candidates to win the swing state, as most recent presidential elections in the state have been decided by less than 23,000 votes. Trump will return to Fiserv Forum, while Harris will visit the State Fair Park. If you want to vote early in Wisconsin but still haven't done it yet, your window is rapidly closing. The final day for in-person early voting in most communities is Friday, unless your municipality offers early voting over the weekend. There will be no in-person early voting anywhere in Wisconsin on Monday to give election workers the time they need to prepare for Election Day. For details on when in-person early voting will be offered in your area, you should check with your local clerk. If you can't vote early over the weekend, you'll have to wait for Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced new plans to replace nearly 16 miles of highway between Cadott and Cornell. According to DOT officials, the project is currently planned for 2027 and would replace 15.5 miles of Highway 27. The project is expected to cost between $8 and $9 million. It would involve resurfacing the road, replacing a pedestrian underpass in Cadott, and completing work on the Yellow River Bridge. DOT officials will host a public hearing on the future project on November 13th at the Cadott Elementary School. Eau Claire residents will need to start remembering where their car is parked starting this week. The City of Eau Claire is reminding residents that alternate side parking will go back into effect beginning at midnight on November 1st. While alternate side parking is in effect, residents will need to park their cars on the odd-numbered side of the street on odd dates and the even side of the street on even dates. The alternate side parking will allow city officials to clear snow off the roads faster and improve safety. Alternate side parking will end on May 1st. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Lows in the low 40s tonight, some rain after midnight. Rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 53. Rain and thunder for Sunday night. Temperatures around 50 degrees. Rain again Monday.
It's 39 at our studios.
CFW.
90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Take it easy.